Matthew Appleby, Zara Baker. The faces of missing people frequently capture the attention of the Australian public. But it's less often that we hear the stories of the family and friends left behind. Nicole Morris runs the Australian Missing Persons Register, the only nationwide database for missing people in Australia. And through the site, she provides emotional support to families, often playing an invaluable role within the reunion of missing people with loved ones. And for the past 5 years, she has run this site completely voluntarily. By creating the Australian Missing Persons Register, Nicole Morris believes she's been able to fill a gap within the services that are provided currently by the Australian government and the police. She's speaking here to the For the State's Carrie Fellner.
Okay, I've been running the register for about 5.5 years now, and I started it mainly because I was concerned at the lack of information available to the general public about missing persons. There are various police websites, but none of them are complete. They certainly don't contain all cases of missing persons, and I wanted somewhere where people could go to find the most information in the one place. So that was the reason that I started the register, and then the families of the missing started to contact me, and I found that I could become a support to them as well.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the experience of the family when a person goes missing?
It's often said that the family of a missing person goes through a worse pain than possibly the family of a murder victim, because at least the family of a murder victim knows what has happened and knows where the person is. They've got that knowledge, whereas the not knowing is every single family that I come across says that the not knowing is the absolute worst thing, because that allows you to imagine what may have happened. And because you don't know, then anything could have happened. You know, someone may have hurt them, or they may have chosen to disappear, they may have chosen to take their own life. And so you imagine the worst generally, and families can blame themselves. A lot of families fall apart because of this. Marriages fall apart. Say the parents of a child who's gone missing, it's very difficult for them to stay together because there's all kinds of emotions. It can lead to alcoholism and substance addiction, that kind of thing.
Running the website by yourself must be a huge job. Can you explain to me what that involves on a day-to-day basis?
It depends how much time I have on an average day. I've spent some time this morning. I get up at around 6 and start doing it then, because that's the time I have the most the quiet time. So I'll check police media releases for that day and the various emails that I get. I would get more emails than phone calls, and that's probably a good thing, because that means I don't have to sit there and take notes and work out how to spell people's names. And so I get all the information written down in an email, and that makes it far easier for me to add them to the register. And then for urgent cases, like the 16-year-old boy from Avoca, I'll immediately go to my Facebook group and post that information and say, anyone in the Avoca area, can you keep an eye out for this boy? And that also happens particularly with the elderly. If the elderly have dementia and they go wandering in a particular area, I'll put out an immediate appeal about that, as people can. It's usually members of the public that find people like missing elderly. So yeah, the early part of my day is checking emails and adding new people to the register. I probably add maybe 3 or 4 people a day. Yeah, that would be about average.
You've mentioned that you've run into some problems with the police failing to share information with you, such as when people are actually found. Can you expand on the problems that you've had there a little bit more?
The different police departments are quite different in their approach, and some are fantastic and some are difficult. So it would be wonderful if there was an Australia-wide police protocol that dictated how these issues are raised, but it's very much a state by state basis. And I think Victoria Police are probably the ones that I would have the most difficulty with, because they're very strict about their privacy laws. And so if I ask for an update on a particular case, they'll generally say, we can't tell you that because of the privacy laws. So sometimes they can be fantastic and easy to work with, but sometimes it can be just frustrating. I remember asking for photographs of some clothing that was found with a victim that had been found, but they haven't been able to identify who this person is. They've found the remains, and so they had some clothing, and I just asked for the photos of the clothing because I have thousands and thousands of families of the missing who check the website constantly, and it would just take one family of a missing person to see these photos and say, oh, that's so-and-so's, that's my little brother's T-shirt. And they refused to give me the photos, which was extremely frustrating. But I do find it much easier now that I've been doing it for 5 years and have established some sort of credibility with police. And they are generally mostly really good to me because they know that what I do is for honourable reasons and that I've been doing it for so long, so I'm obviously not just fooling around with it.
The website was also hugely important in being a port of call for families and friends during the Victorian bushfires last year. Can you tell me a bit more about the role that you played in that?
It was such a difficult time and still really painful. The first way that I learned about the problem with the bushfires was an email from someone whose daughter was missing on the Saturday night, and she said to me, oh, she was meant to be in this particular town, but there's a bushfire in this town and I haven't heard from her. And I thought, oh, okay, and it didn't sort of click to me that it was going to be as big as it was, and that was the Saturday night. So I did an appeal for this girl, and then more and more appeals started to come through, and I thought, okay, something really serious has happened. And so it then snowballed massively into and I don't think I slept for about 4 days because it became a case of me taking appeals from members of the public for people that they had not found, and also taking reports of people that were safe so that people could check in and say, okay, I'm fine, or I know this person's fine because they got out at the same time as me. And then there were the people, you know, does anyone know where this person is? And then people could email me and say, yes, I do know where that person is. So it became just a constant updating of information, and I was able to you know, have this constant revolving thing that people could check. And horrifically as well, I had to at certain points tell people that their friends had died in the fire, because police will officially notify the next of kin of a person, but they don't notify friends. And if those friends are in another state and they're not able to get through to this particular area because there were no phones, then if they contacted me and I knew that that person had definitely not made it, then I thought, well, someone has to tell these people that their friends had died. So I took it upon myself to do that. I mean, the families were going through such an awful time as it was, that if I could take some of that burden away from them, then that's something small that I could do.
You often put up personal messages from family and friends to the missing on your website. Do those actually ever work in getting a response?
Yes, I do, which is very exciting. Very exciting. I remember ringing one lady at 6 o'clock in the morning because I was so excited. I think I emailed her first and I said, can I ring you, can I ring you? And she said, yes. And so I rang her at 6 o'clock in the morning and I said, I've just had an email from your brother, who she hadn't seen for 25 years. And, oh, it was so exciting. And he had spotted the message from his sister on the website and said, oh, I'm this person that she's looking for. And it's the best feeling in the world. It makes up for all the distress times. It's absolutely wonderful being able to reunite people.
Founder of the Australian Missing Persons Register database, Nicole Morris was speaking there to Carrie Fellner for the Fourth Estate.